Heart to Heart is being brought to you today by Zunich Advisory Services. Here's Jackie LeBeau.
Good morning, everybody. It's a little cloudy out there. I know. You're all thinking, oh my gosh, we're going to have a white Thanksgiving. Well, it sounds that way, but that might be very pretty. So I was telling my husband, we got to put a fire in the fireplace and get things ready. And if my mom's listening, don't worry, we'll come get you. Because she's worried about getting out to our place because we're up this big hill out in the middle of nowhere and on a dirt road. So it can be a little dicey if you don't have four-wheel drive. But, you know, it's going to be beautiful, and that's what I'm looking forward to. It's that time of year. And it's going to be nice and quiet, and it's going to be perfect for those big family gatherings. So I know everybody's looking forward to Thanksgiving, and it is one of my favorite holidays. And I'm surprised how many people, you know, when they talk about the holidays, they always say Thanksgiving is their favorite. So it goes to show that people are not as materialistic as we always say. Because those holidays that are family-oriented and really celebrate the family are the ones that they really remember and cherish. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today because they still cherish them when they're on the other side, and it is one of their favorites. And part of that is the gratitude that we all celebrate at this time as well. So my guest this morning is the ever-delightful Kim Moore, and Kim has been doing readings professionally for almost 10 years now. She also teaches classes on psychic and self-development. She's found her passion in helping people connect with their loved ones and the peace and comfort that that brings to many. She also helps people get in contact with their spirit guides and angels. So it's a real blessing when life gets rough to know that you are never really alone. You have your spirit people on the other side as well as your guides and angels. And they're always there to help even if you can't see it. And that's why a lot of people, you know, come and visit with Kim and people like me to help them do that reconnection. So good morning, Kim.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm excited to talk about this.
Oh, me too.
Gratitude.
Well, yeah. Tell everybody a little bit about your journey real quick first so they have a little background on you.
Well, I right now I'm a psychic and medium, and I've been doing that almost 10 years, like you said. I started out doing this because I lost a loved one. You know, sometimes people ask, are you born with this? Have you been doing this your whole life?
Right.
And I'm a little bit different than most people. It took something very tragic happening to me in order for me to open up to all of this.
And I don't know if that's that unusual or not, Kim. I think, you know, it's funny because I'm the same way. You know, it wasn't something like I realized all through my childhood and stuff. So there's probably more of us out there than we realize.
Good. That's something I'm grateful for, is to know that there's other people who've done it that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and so basically that event kind of changed my life, and I lost someone that I love very much, and I wanted to talk to them because to me, you know, when you love someone, you can't imagine that that just ends just because the person's gone.
Right.
And so I was just like, how do I connect? How does this work? So I called and got a reading, and I felt better, and then I felt so good that I wanted to share that with other people. And so that's how it really started for me, and I've just been doing it, working, practicing, getting better, doing readings, doing group readings for years now, and every year it gets better and better, and I love it more and more every single day that goes by.
I know. I say the same thing, Kim. I always say to people, I love what I do because, you know, it makes our clients feel so much better, and it makes us feel good to bring them that kind of joy and comfort and a lot of times closure.
It is. It's really beautiful to just be a witness to that moment where they reunite with their loved one on the other side. And, you know, even though the information's coming through me, it's really about whoever the client is and their loved ones on the other side, like reuniting for just an hour or just a few moments,
yeah,
so that they can heal their heart.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that, Kim. And I feel the same way. And that's why we're called a medium, because the information just passes through, you know?
Yep. I always tell people I'm just a telephone.
Yeah, I like that. I'm just a telephone. I like that because it's true. You know, we're just, you know, when it comes through. So that's good. I have to remember that one because that is so true.
We're just a telephone.
Yeah. And you know, for you, Kim, having had that experience yourself, you know, you have firsthand experience exactly, you know, the range of emotions people go through. You know,
yeah.
as they love someone and you know, and how they feel, you know, when they first get to have that recontact.
And it's really interesting because it doesn't matter if their loved one's been gone, you know, whether they've been gone 2 weeks or whether they've been gone 20 years. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the emotions are exactly the same because they never had that chance to connect with that person. So in that moment, no matter how long it's been, all those emotions come up. But usually there's a lot of love and tears and laughter.
Yeah, so I know. And you know, it's funny because there is a lot of laughter. I remember, you know, doing a group reading one time and the people that were not part of the reading, but they were, you know, out in the other room said, you know, there's a lot of laughter going on in there. And I said, well, yeah, you know, it's not all doom and gloom. It's, you know, there's a lot of, you know, good times, you know, when you reconnect with people and they tell you funny stories and sometimes they even tell jokes and it's always interesting.
Very much. And often, you know, we forget that, well, I think sometimes as mediums we forget, like, the whole entire person. So it's nice when they come through with their sense of humor or their jokes and their loved ones feel like you've kind of brought that person back to life for just a second and they got to laugh with them again or spend time with them again or talk to them again. It's really awesome.
Yeah, I love it, too. I love it, too. So now you've done readings for a long time now. So do you find that at the holidays, you know, people come in and they tell a lot of information about their memories of different holidays?
Well, often, actually, most of the time, I ask people not to tell me anything when they come in.
But so, I mean the spirit people that come through.
The spirit people that come through, sometimes they talk about the holidays coming up, especially like this time of year. This is probably my busiest time of year when I have the most clients coming in. And often they're coming in because they miss their loved ones. And their loved ones do bring up information about, especially like information about the holidays between like Halloween and Christmas, mm-hmm. Because that tends to be the ones people like the most.
Right.
So they'll bring up like little memories, whether those memories happened when the spirit was alive or since they've passed away, traditions that the family's been carrying on. They'll even talk about recipes they used to make or the special ornaments that used to be on the tree or noticing the things that have happened since they've been gone, but they do definitely talk about all of the holidays, but especially between Halloween and New Year's, kind of that area.
Yeah, they grab those. Well, believe it or not, Kim, it is 9:30. We have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Kim Moore.
Time now for more Heart to Heart with Jackie LeBrow, brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services.
Okay, everybody, we're back, and my guest this morning is Kim Moore. She's a psychic medium, and she's also a teacher. She teaches psychic and self-development classes, and we've just been talking a little bit about her path and her journey, but we want to talk a little bit now about gratitude, because it's that time of year when many people are thinking about everything they have to be thankful for, and that's all part of the whole holiday of Thanksgiving. So, you know, it's nice to count our blessings on Thanksgiving, but being thankful throughout the year can really have tremendous benefits on our whole quality of life. So there's all kinds of scientific proven benefits of gratitude. So why don't we talk about what gratitude does for us and what have you found, Kim, when you think about gratitude?
Well, when I think about gratitude, I mean, I look at my life and I even look at what I do for a living, and I'm just so thankful. Like every day, I tell people that all the time. I'm just so lucky, or I can't believe it that I get to do what I love. But I also notice that, of course, I'm also human. So when I'm with my friends and stuff, sometimes it's hard for me to focus on that because you want to, like, talk about your life or the things that are wrong. And I notice that when I instead start conversations where I talk about what's going right and what I'm thankful for, it changes the whole vibe of, like, your communications with people and even how you feel about some of your communications. So whereas maybe I used to get together with a girlfriend and complain about my boyfriends or anything like that, it's like now if I get together with a friend, the first thing I want to start talking about is all the things that are going well for me and that person. And then we can talk about that stuff later. But it changes the way a conversation happens. Gratitude can change a friendship. It can change a relationship just by focusing on what you're grateful for with that person or in your life versus what's wrong.
You know, and I like how you put that because it really does. It changes the whole tone of conversations with people, because a lot of times you end up just sort of kibitzing with each other and you're just both complaining. It's sort of like a contest who has the most to complain about.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
You know, and we forget, you know, and what energy that brings to the whole conversation and how it just brings everybody down. You know, so I love that you consciously make a point of starting out with all the things that are going right, because there's so many things going right. It's like we just don't take the time to think about them first. You know, we always seem to go to the negative. Isn't that interesting? I guess that's human nature.
And I think it's human nature, too. I did this exercise once, which I think was very beneficial to me, and I've seen it be beneficial to other people, but basically you sit and just talk to someone for just a solid minute, which doesn't seem like that long, but it can be, about what you're grateful for in your life. And sometimes you run out of things, so you have to force yourself to think about the small things, the little things that you don't really consider every day, like, I'm grateful that I'm breathing. I'm grateful I'm in good health. I'm grateful my family's in good health.
Right, I'm
looking
grateful I can
for
walk.
Little things. Yeah, grateful I can walk. Grateful I can get up in the morning and talk on the radio with Jackie.
But you know, it's funny because I know what you said. It's a solid minute. And you're thinking that doesn't sound like a lot, but, you know, try it, everybody, because, you know, sometimes a minute can be a long time as you're going through things. You know, you start searching your head for other things. I remember somebody saying that they made a commitment to go through an entire day without complaining. Now, I got to tell you, I thought, oh, I'm going to try that. And I didn't go through an hour before I caught myself saying something that, you know, you could interpret as a complaint. And I was shocked. You know, because I think of myself as this very positive, you know, person, and I know my friends do too, but I was shocked when I caught that coming out of my mouth, and I said, oh my goodness, that would be so difficult.
It's odd, like, if you take a moment to really think about, like, what our habits are, how we think, how we look at our life, is that sometimes part of the act of gratitude and getting to that place involves us really paying attention to those things, to what we're saying. Like you said, like not going a whole day without complaining.
Yeah.
You don't even think about that unless you bring it into your awareness that, oh, this is something I need to work on, or this is something I should look at. But once you do that, just the act of noticing alone can shift that behavior, and then you can work on becoming more grateful and changing it. Changing the energy of that so that it also makes you feel better as well.
Oh, yeah. And gratitude, like I said, there's all these studies out now. You know, and simple things like it just helps in relationships. I mean, the simple act of saying thank you, I mean, not only does it just constitute good manners, but showing appreciation can actually help you win new friends. They actually had a study in the magazine Emotion found that thanking a new acquaintance makes them more likely to seek, you know, an ongoing relationship with you. So it's whether you thank a stranger for holding the door for you, or you send a quick thank you note to coworkers who helped you with a project. Acknowledging other people's contributions can really lead to more opportunities interpersonally. So it's all part of the mix in so many things.
Very true. I never heard that study before.
Yeah.
And I love studies.
Yeah, so. I was thinking about our show today, and I was looking at some things, and I mean, you know, all the things that it can do for us, and I mean, it can even improve your health. And I thought that was so interesting because, you know, they said that grateful people actually experience fewer aches and pains, and they report that they feel healthier than other people. And that was in 2012 they did a study. And I guess that's not surprising because, you know, if you're grateful, you're going to be more positive because you're seeing all the wonderful things in your life because that's what you're focusing on. Just like you said, Kim, it's what you put your attention on. And so you're more likely to do things that keep you healthier.
Very true. And also, I think that sometimes when you're in that place of gratitude, it also helps you keep the rest of your life in perspective.
That's
a good point. So the more you focus on like what you're grateful for, then when the negative stuff happens, which it will, because that's life,
mm-hmm.
is that you have that firm foundation in whatever you're grateful for and feeling good about it. So those things don't hit as hard when you remember all the things you have that are going right.
Yeah, they don't throw you for the loop, you know, that we can easily get.
Not as much.
Yeah, not as much. Absolutely. Because, you know, like you said, I mean, that's life, you know. There's ups and downs, you know. We always have that. So, you know, we know that's just part of it. But it is something, like you said, Kim, that really helps build, you know, some tools for you to fall back on when things are rough.
Yes, very true.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's interesting how that works, isn't it?
It is. And I think that people, I know that generally this is the time of year that people focus on being grateful. And I heard you mention this earlier that about being thankful all year round.
Mm-hmm.
And I notice that a lot. Like, this is the time of year that people really concentrate on their family and what they're thankful for. But wouldn't it be great if it was that way all the time? If 365 days a year versus the last 60 days of the year, we were focused on what we were grateful for, how that would just change the energy of us and even our families, relationships, communities, if we focused on that all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, now, Kim, do you find that with your kids? Because, you know, I hear a lot that, and this makes sense with everything, but when parents, you know, are grateful for things and they express that and show that, you know, their kids learn that.
I 100% agree with that. Because, I have four kids. Three of them are teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes it's hard for them to say what they're grateful for. But what I have noticed is that it away from the mother, away from me, is that generally they're very compassionate and giving and thankful for their life and their situation, like with their friends and other family members. But as a parent, you don't necessarily always see that. I think sometimes you got to wait till they get older.
Yeah.
To really see that. However, it is when you're kind of watching them as an observer, you see it. You see them acting out those things that you try to do all the time, and it makes you proud.
Yeah.
And grateful as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, but it's true. And, you know, and we forget that sometimes about how much, you know, kids pick up every little thing, you know. It's not just when we have, like, the serious discussions with them. I mean, they're always watching, you know, and they're always picking up, you know, what's ever going on, you know, whether it's, you know, our language, our tone, you know, our actions especially, you know, they're taking it all in.
They sure are. And they'll surprise you every time they say something you say.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know if I want you to repeat that.
Yeah. And, you know, and little kids are the best at that because they'll repeat something that you said that you would not have said in front of company, and they say it right in front of the company.
Yes, that is my 10-year-old to a T. Very much.
And you're like, okay, mommy's got to remember not to do that.
I know, right.
Well, bless you, Kim. Three teenagers. Oh, my goodness. This is a crazy time of life for you, huh?
Yeah. I am very happy with them the way they are. They're turning out to be lovely people. However, I do have my days where I have to remember what I'm grateful for. But, you know, I have four kids, actually, but the three older ones are all teenagers. But it's really actually quite awesome to watch them grow up and see the people that they're becoming.
Yeah.
Because when you have little kids, you're focused on all the little kid things. But as they start to grow up and you see them turn into adults, it's just really cool to watch how they turned out. So even just being able to watch those moments is something to be grateful for.
Yeah, what's important to them too. So now before we, believe it or not, we're down to like about 30 seconds with you, Kim. So let us tell people how to find you.
Okay. So you can find me on my website, which is www.readingsbykim.com. You can call me 720-275-1431. And I do also have a Facebook page that is under the listing of readingsbykim.com, all one word.
Okay, wonderful. And I have to tell everybody, Kim has a fabulous website. It's really well done. So, take a moment to visit that if you can. So, Kim, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and I hope you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
And you too. And have a safe trip picking up your mom.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, everybody. We'll be right back. Okay, everybody, I'd like to thank Kim Moore again for joining us this morning. She is such a sweetheart, and she has such good stuff. I have to tell you, she is a fabulous medium, too. So I also want to tell you who's coming up next Tuesday. My guests will be Debbie Jones and Sheila Buchanan of Beyond the Bag Pet Nutrition and Wellness. And we're going to be talking a little bit about doggy and different kitty and animal treats, make-at-home recipes that you can share at the holidays, some general nutrition info, and things to watch out for over the holidays. Certain foods that can be dangerous to animals, good and not so good toys, and helping pets deal with lots of guests in the house, because sometimes that can be very stressful for our dogs and particularly cats when you're not used to all that. And if you're not used to little kids, that can also be a thing that sort of like gets your attention. So anyway, that's coming up. Also, I want to remind people that, as Kim and I said this morning, this is a time of year that a lot of people do like to reach out and get in touch with their loved ones on the other side. And if that's something that you're interested in doing, you can give me a call. My office number is 717-968-5289, 5289, and I'm available for in-person, phone, or group readings. I have offices in Hanover and York. So for more information about readings, you can also visit my website at www.jackielebeau.com. That's JACQUILEBEAU.com. So, and also just a heads up for holiday shoppers, I also have gift certificates available. So you can also check that out as well on my website, or you can call me as well. So this morning, everybody, we talked a little bit about gratitude with Thanksgiving coming up. So my question to you all is, do you regularly give thanks for the riches in your life? And if not, all is not lost, because gratitude is something that can be learned, practiced, and developed. So, you know, what's more, remember your children. Children that see a thankful parent are more likely to become thankful adults as well as they grow up, and they're more thankful children. So, you know, those are things that we can do, and little things that you can do each morning when you get up. You can think of all the things that you're grateful for. Same thing when you go to bed. You can make a little gratitude list. And remember to be thankful even when you're having a bad day, which we all have, because that helps you get through things and be a little more calm. So, this Thanksgiving, turn your attention to gratitude and remember all that you're thankful for. So happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Have a good one and enjoy your families and friends.